Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at kinematic analysis for shoulder and pelvis coordination, and finally a story about the United States Senate passing a bill to expand chiropractic services at major VA medical centers. For Health Beat, wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 534, recorded December 25th, 2015. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The purpose of a study published in the journal Gait Posture was to compare the kinematics of the shoulder and pelvis based on the following: range of motion, angular velocity, and relative phase values during trunk axial rotation. All participants were asked to perform axial trunk rotation activities at a self-selected speed to the end of maximum range in a standing position. The outcome measures again included range of motion, angular velocity, and relative phase on the shoulder and pelvis in the transverse plane, and were analyzed based on the demographic characteristics between groups. The results of the study indicated that there was a difference in pelvic rotation in the transverse plane between groups during axial trunk rotation. It would be important to coordinate postural stability between the shoulder and pelvic girdles during ambulation. However, the pattern of trunk movement decreased with age due to possible pelvic stiffness in subjects with recurrent low back pain. Therefore, improved pelvic flexibility for coordinated trunk movement patterns would help subjects with recurrent low back pain. Surf to our show notes for links. The United States Senate has approved legislation that will improve the delivery of benefits to America's veterans, bringing them one step closer to gaining further access to the essential services provided by doctors of chiropractic at major departments of Veteran Affairs medical centers, VA medical centers. Senate Bill S-1203-1203, known as the 21st Century Veterans Benefits Delivery Act, passed under unanimous consent and has been referred to the U.S. House of Representatives, where it awaits action. Section 102 of the Act, entitled Expansion of Provision of Chiropractic Care and Services to Veterans, calls for the chiropractic benefit to be carried out at a minimum of 2 additional medical centers or clinics per Veterans Integrated Service Networks, the VISN, Veterans Integrated Service Networks, no later than 2 years after enactment of the bill, with the program being implemented at no less than 50% of all medical centers in each VISN within 3 years of enactment. There are nearly 160 VA treatment facilities nationwide. Currently, chiropractors serve at 66 treatment facilities across the United States. Especially important to note in the bill is the further integration of chiropractic services available to veterans, which was broadened to include services provided by chiropractors under the preventive health services and medical categories, in addition to the existing coverage area of rehabilitative services, placing chiropractors in service categories previously closed to them. Surf to our show notes for the full American Chiropractic Association press release. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Helen Keller. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, again wishing everyone a safe, healthy, and happy holiday season, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.